Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgian authorities search for clues to how Tuesday's deadly terrorist attacks happened amid heightened security after Brussels-based militants attacked Paris in November. Belgian federal prosecutors say six people have been detained for possible links to this week's attacks.
À ce stade, aucun élément tangible.
Meantime, the French Interior Minister, Bernard Cachenieu, says a French national was arrested Thursday and found to be in advanced stages of planning a terror attack in France. Iraqi forces have met with stiff resistance in the first step of their offensive to retake from the Islamic State the stronghold of Mosul. VOA Sharon Bain reporting from the front line on how the assault began.
The Iraqi offensive started at dawn. Coalition airstrikes pounded one of the villages. But Peshmerga General Najat Ali said Islamic State were fighting back hard.
They advanced, but when they reached those villages, ISIS attacked them by the suicide bomber, by the mortar, by the machine guns, by those weapons.
They know that for Iraq, the fight for these villages is pivotal. And all of these soldiers know the final battle for Mosul will be a long one. Sharon Bain, VOA News, the Mahmoud Frontline.
A Republic of Congo army official is calling for the campaign of civil disobedience to reject official results showing the President Denis Sassou Nguesso has won re-election with 60% of Sunday's vote. There was no immediate reaction from the government. This is VOA News. United States and Russia calling for the drafting of a new Syrian constitution by August. After a four-hour meeting in Moscow, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed that cooperation between the United States and Russia has been instrumental in achieving an unexpectedly successful cessation of hostilities in Syria.
And because of the cooperation, both political and military, which we have been able to achieve with some effort, this Sunday will mark 1 month of the cessation.
Secretary Kerry also said he is aware of violations of the ceasefire, but they are being carefully monitored. U.S. has accused seven Iranians of carrying out a massive computer hacking scheme on behalf of the Iranian government to disrupt the internet operations at 46 American financial institutions. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said the hackers at two Iranian-based computer companies work for Tehran, including the Revolutionary Guard. She said the seven experienced hackers coordinated a cyber attack that began in late 2011 to mid-2013.
These attacks were relentless, they were systematic, and they were widespread. They threatened our economic well-being and our ability to compete fairly in the global marketplace, both of which are directly linked to our national security. And we believe that they were conducted with the sole purpose of undermining the targeted companies and damaging the online operation of America's free markets.
Despite Lynch's high-profile announcement of the case in Washington, it's unclear if any actual prosecutions will take place. None of the seven have been apprehended, and there is no indication that Tehran would turn them over to the U.S. Washington has no extradition treaty with Iran. President Obama is headed back to the White House after a trip to Latin America that included a stop in Argentina and a historic visit to Cuba. In Buenos Aires, Mr. Obama said the United States was slow to speak out on the atrocities committed during Argentina's former dictatorship, but says his administration will confront the past with honesty and transparency. Critics of President Obama's visit to Argentina, including many who lost friends or relatives during the years under the military government, say Mr. Obama should not have come to the country on the 40th anniversary of Argentina's so-called dirty war. President Obama was the guest of Argentina's new president, Mauricio Macri, who is intent on strengthening the strained ties between his country and the United States. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.